relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
The consequences of a rapid exit are both predictable and unacceptable. 9/11, the worst terrorist attack in our history, was planned and directed from Afghanistan because that country was ruled by a government that gave comfort and shelter to terrorists. A hasty withdrawal would create a vacuum that terrorists, including ISIS and Al-Qaeda, would instantly fill, just as happened before September 11th.
Remarkably. Truly remarkably, that was 4 years ago. That was my former boss, then Commander-in-Chief President Trump, warning the world in 2017 what would happen if there were a hasty withdrawal from Afghanistan. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First. We have lost 13 warfighters. We have lost a dozen Marines and a corpsman. And we are here to give you an update on the situation with the best guests and straight away with somebody who's actually in theater right now as we speak. 8 tours, force recon with the Marines. You know me, I love the Marines. Spent 2.5 years on faculty at Quantico. This man has worked for JSOC, Special Operations Command, Joint Special Operations Command, and he is back in theater to save those who worked with us and also stranded Americans. Chad Robichaud, welcome to America First.
Thanks so much for having me on, Sebastian.
Chad, give us a sit rep, an unclassified low side sit rep on what is the situation like in Kabul? How chaotic, how much of an intelligence vacuum are we working in as Americans?
Well, you know, it's even if you were able to see it, it's not something you could comprehend, you know, unless you could actually be there. And you've seen those environments before. I mean, everybody's seen the video of the woman handing her baby up to the Marines to carry it over. But what we hadn't seen is the multiple bodies of babies that parents tried to throw over the concertina wire to get in, and they got tangled in the concertina wire and bled out, and their bodies are up there just strung up still. And you know, it's so horrific. So many people so desperate to get in. And into that fence. And the problem we have, there's so many problems. We could spend hours in here talking, but the problem we have is the White House took the NEO operation, the non-combatant evacuation operation, away from the Department of Defense where it belongs and gave it to the State Department. And the State Department has used our military like embassy guards. They've treated it like an embassy, and not allow the United States military in a conventional role to rescue Americans, to rescue our allies, 10,000, maybe 30,000, for I've heard different estimations of how many Americans are there still right now. And they gave this to the State Department that has no idea or understanding how to execute this type of operation.
Chad.
Chad,
I heard today, tell me if this, after what you just said, of the evacuation mission being taken from the military and given to the State Department that has no idea what it's doing, I was informed today that the decision to sacrifice Bagram, 32 acres, two runways, able to have 21 C-17s waiting for airlift, that decision was made by the State Department. Is that does that sound feasible to you?
Yes, I'm pretty well informed of that as well. I mean, first of all, I don't believe that we ever should have left Bagram Air Force Base. It was this most strategic global point in the planet today's world between Iraq, Iran, China, Russia. We gave it up, saying that we were a long-term war when we're not in a long-term war. We still have 80,000 troops in Japan, 40,000 in Germany, 30,000 in South Korea. Why did we need to give this up when it was working? But we gave it up. And we moved our military out before we moved our civilians out without even warning them. And we forfeited Bagram Air Force Base. Central Command saw the Taliban coming. They said, let's drop. They were going to jump the 82nd Airborne in to hold Bagram Air Force Base so it could be a place to remove our equipment, to withhold, to keep an airstrip open so we can move civilians out. And the White House advised the State Department to shut that operation down. Central Command was shut down, and the 82nd Airborne was not able to hold that base. And that was confirmed by President Biden. He did confirm that himself.
The most egregious strategic mistake possibly in the modern history of American warfare, at least for generations. Let's talk about your mission. I'm very grateful to my colleagues Phil and Zena for connecting us. What is saveourallies.org, and what are you doing right now in theater, Chad?
During my aid deployments to Afghanistan, I didn't operate conventionally. I worked with the Afghan people. I lived out in the community, and I had one team member on all eight of my deployments. I could probably say his name now in my books. I wrote his name to be differently, but now I can openly say his name. Aziz is his name, and Aziz, his wife, and six kids. I was determined, as this crumbled, that I had to go and save him. And so I began an effort to go and get my interpreter, Aziz, my friend, who I love dearly, and I was going to go get him. I started assembling some of my old special operations buddies. We raised the money, and we were going to get him. But then we realized that he didn't only need help, so many others. And we heard of these 3,000 orphans. And so we quickly made a relationship with a foreign government and a foreign military here in the Middle East. They agreed to work with us and let us utilize their military and resources. We set up a joint operations command center here in the Middle East, as well as in Washington, D.C. And we've been when we put guys on the ground in Kabul, and we've been, and for the last 7 days, we rapidly deployed and been executing rescue missions, getting people under the base, to the airstrip, and getting them out to this foreign country. We've got 5,289.
How many have you saved already?
5,289.
5,000. With how many people? How big is your team, Chad?
There's eight of us.
Unbelievable. God bless you. You're doing God's work. Who are these orphans? Why are they orphaned?
Many of the orphans that we were able to save were widows and children of former Afghan National Army commandos or interpreters that served with us. That's how we had the contact with knowing who they were and to go after them and pursue them. And so many of the people we got were orphans, widows, American citizens, and a lot of the SIV applicants who are interpreters. That's primarily who we're going after.
Okay, so I know what you're doing. You have the intel. You're an operator. You know who you're saving. But I have to tell you this, and I want your reaction. 100,000 Afghans have flooded into America on those C-17s. It is my information that the vast majority, over 90% of them, have nothing to do with working with America, are not SIVs. They're just people who managed to get over the wire and were shipped to America with zero vetting. Is that what you are seeing? I'm not talking about the people you're saving. I'm talking about the 100,000 who were shipped to us in the last 10 days.
Yeah, a lot of our guys have witnessed that. We were very strategic We got thousands of emails that came in as soon as I started talking about this in the news, and we quickly realized we needed to set up a Joint Operations Command Center in Washington, D.C. to receive those emails, to process those emails, to build a rescue target sheets. So we kind of triaged and categorized, and so they would pump that information to us here in the Middle East. We build rescue lists and coordinate those link-ups and put the right people on the plane. What we've seen from other efforts was them landing a plane, opening the door, and just mass loading people into the plane. And so I would say from our observation is they were not as strategic as we were at putting vetted people onto those planes.
Chad, thank you for your 8 tours. Thank you for the God's work you are doing with your 8-man team right now. 5,000 people saved who deserve to be saved, not the disaster of what the State Department is doing. Support this man at saveourallies.org. That's saveourallies.org. He's doing it with 8 people. This is a disaster. But with more Chads, America will be safe and we will keep our promises. Follow him at Chad Robo. That's Chad Robichaud at Chad Robo. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real. Don't listen to me, listen to Yvonne from California. This is her story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear those words? Pain-free! Wow, that should be you, that could be you, but there's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it now. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
If you're listening to this broadcast right now, gratitude should be our attitude because we have come through a very trying time, these 18 months, and we turn that gratitude back to God. But God doesn't need our dollars. What is he going to do with physical money? He does it through us and to a channel of people who, for no fault of their own, Saturday endured a 7.2 magnitude earthquake, communities that have been left in rubble.
That's Paul Jacobs of Food for the Poor. You heard the amazing mission to rescue orphans that Chad Robichaud is now undertaking in Afghanistan. We can't help the people right there. That's what he's doing with his amazing team. But far closer to home in Haiti, a nation that has been racked by a 7.2 Richter earthquake, by natural disasters, storms, and a presidential assassination. They're on their knees. Thousands and thousands of children starving. Let's save as many of them as we can. This Christian organization is on the ground and they need your assistance. They have the food. They just need to get it to the starving children. Will you make a donation in any amount? Please call Food for the Poor, 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to our website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Food for Haiti banner. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Feed Haiti banner. One donation once for $37 will feed a child for 6 months. $111 will feed 3 children for half a year. Make a difference. This is God's work. You are literally saving lives. SebGorka.com, Feed Haiti banner, or call 855-330-4673. Let's go back to the topic of what's happening in Central Asia. This is Richard Engel on MSNBC. Cut to.
Just a few weeks ago, the U.S. was bombing the Taliban. But when U.S. troops pulled out, triggering the collapse of the Afghan army, now there's no one left but the Taliban to protect American forces as they leave.
No one but the Taliban to protect Americans? The sheer insanity of it all. These are the people who gave succor and aid and protection to bin Laden as he was planning September the 11th.
Let's get a reaction from a man who served in Afghanistan 3 decades in the U.S. Army as a military intelligence professional, a veteran of Desert Storm as well, and now serving the great state of Pennsylvania, Senator Doug Mastriano. Welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. And I swear madness has set in and this administration thinking it's a good idea to give a list of Americans in Afghanistan. That's just asking for disaster. This whole thing here has been a catastrophe.
Yeah, this is the list that Biden admitted yesterday we gave to the Taliban of people who still have to be rescued, a list that I can assure you will be used as intelligence by our enemies and may even be used as the basis for ransom deals in the foreseeable hours. It is less than 100 hours until the deadline that we had enforced upon us by the Taliban and that Biden surrendered to. Before we get to what you're doing in Pennsylvania, Senator Mastriano, tell us, in your opinion, with 30 years in uniform, have you seen anything in your military career of that time span as egregious a strategic failure as the last 2 weeks in this administration?
I absolutely have not seen that in 30 days on active duty. A junior lieutenant could have predicted this kind of outcome. And to think that we can trust the Taliban or work with them, the very people that gave succor, as you rightly said, to Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden that wreaked such havoc on our nation on 9/11 20 years ago. It just shows you that really there's no leadership in Washington, D.C., and that this clown show of removing our troops in July overnight from Bagram Airfield, an important hub for intel, for special ops, for airstrikes, everything that is needed to back up the Afghan National Security Forces, overnight, and thinking that the Afghans could stand on their own without American logistics, without the contractors, without intel support, is the same outcome that happened in 1975. And that I got to see this twice in my lifetime here is just heartrending. Have we not learned anything?
Do you believe the man who bears the title of president when he says that his generals told him it was okay to close the only strategic air base in the whole region and that we didn't need Bagram? Do you believe Biden, Senator?
Yeah, I absolutely don't buy that at all, because that's just setting up for a disaster. If you want to turn your back on the country and watch it collapse as it unfolded, as it was predicted by intel analysts, then shut down the airfield. But I don't buy it for one instance. And that you would do it before you take out your people, before you send out word to anyone that needs to come to the United States. And he has the gall to get on TV yesterday and say he takes the blame, but it's President Trump's fault. President Trump didn't pull the troops out and then send them back in again.
No, absolutely not. And we had a conditions-based withdrawal plan, and we also saw the Taliban break the precursor requirements, and the president responded by bombing them to send them a message. Let's focus to the Keystone State Senator Doug Mastriano. Follow him at Sen Mastriano on Twitter. You have been dedicated, a vocal proponent of transparency and rectitude in our elections. What is the latest from Pennsylvania on getting to the bottom of what happened last November?
Yeah, this has been very aggravating and frustrating for people like myself and as the people that are on the audience here. So ever since the hearing that I led on 25 November in Gettysburg to this very day here, I've been the leading voice and champion in Pennsylvania for getting an audit done. And I've been working in good faith with the Senate leadership, Jake Corman and others, and I was hitting a stone wall, and it was clear to me last Friday they had no intentions of doing anything but drag us out here. So that's why last week I went public. So when people are asking where the subpoenas are, I told it's the whole story, and it's time for you to ask our President Pro Tem of the Senate, Jake Corman. You know, these games, clearly I've only been out of the Army a couple of years, and so the idea of honor and integrity here is still foremost in my mind, and I get it. This is politics now. But when the very republic is at stake and you have Republican leaders playing games and not just taking a stand either way and just kind of dragging this whole process out here, I needed the people to see. This might be a Mr. Smith Goes to Washington moment without the naivety that was with that movie. But the people, I pulled back the curtain, and we need to get this sorted out here. We don't want any games. Just do an audit and get it done.
So what have you already seen? What can you report to us? We have been told by the mainstream legacy media, nothing happened, most secure election in American history. Any claim to the obverse is a lie. The courts dismissed it all. What is the truth? Why are you doing what you're doing, Senator?
Yeah. Oh, the irony. They'd be told that you're advancing the big lie, you know, baseless claims they never investigated. And it's funny, from the very people that for 4 years talked about Russia collusion, it was a big joke. And what I've heard here is I've heard from literally about 250,000 people from across Pennsylvania, many with personal experiences, some with experiences of family members and friends of being disenfranchised, being blocked from being a poll watcher. We have still 120,000 excess voters in Pennsylvania, meaning there's 120,000 more votes that were counted than actual voters who voted. So there's a lot of issues here, and we need to get to the bottom of it.
How can people support your efforts in Pennsylvania and elsewhere?
Let Senator Jake Corman know to get the job done and stop talking about it. Just do it.
Time to get the answers. One man is fighting. Follow him on Twitter at Senator Mastriano and SenatorMastriano.com. We need more like him. Thank you for your service twice to this nation, first in uniform for 3 decades and now in the state Senate. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the studios WLTN Radio in New Hampshire. Thank you to our buddies here opening the lines. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. Call us 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel. It might be a cliche when you say you are what you eat, but it is absolutely true. Eating the right food ensures your body gets the nutrients it needs to maintain your health. And that includes, whether you like it or not, guys, I'm sorry, fruits and vegetables. If you're not a big fan, and most of us guys aren't, you still need to eat them. Do what I do. Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature is a game changer. Just vegetables, just fruit, freeze-dried into 6 little capsules. 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables that provide you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables your body needs and craves. Be the healthiest you can be. Dr. Howard's going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. If you're worried about your health, just do this for your wife, for your mother, for your children, for your grandchildren. 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
Carr Firearms is fighting for America. Carr executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor. Check out their great line of U.S.-made weapons. I carry a 9mm Carr. That's KAHR.com. KAHR.com. I mentioned it earlier. If you didn't believe it, if you didn't hear the press conference from the man who thinks he's the president, this is how much in control he is. This is yesterday during the press conference. Cut 13, play cuts.
Ladies and gentlemen, they gave me a list here. The first person I was instructed to call on was Kelly O'Donnell of NBC.
The first person I was instructed to take a question from. Who's instructing the man who bears the title of Commander-in-Chief? Let's try and get to the bottom of the insanity and, sadly, the tragedy of the last 24 hours with such a good friend of this show, Vice President for all matters, national security and foreign policy. He's working hard as we speak. He has been commentating nonstop on what he's been witnessing. Jim Carafano, welcome back to America First.
Hey, thanks for having me. First of all, and I know you probably said this on your show about 1,000 times, and I'm sure every one of your viewers feels exactly the same way, that every one of us, every real American, everywhere, the first thoughts in our prayers when we got up this morning, the last thoughts before we went to bed last night, is the soldiers that died and their families. You know, for every American serviceman that's lost, it usually directly affects at least 10 people, and we all grieve with them today, and we all pray for them. and we thank God that these men and women choose to defend us. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to talk about the things that I don't think anybody else is really talking about.
Sure. First things first, totally subscribe what you just said. Let's pray every morning, every night for the families of those 12 Marines and that corpsman. Give them strength, dear Lord. Give them strength. And all those who were injured as well. Talk to us about what we're not talking about, Jim. Take us there.
Well, the immediate problem I see is where this administration is going. And I really see them telegraphing this. And out of absolute weakness and total desperation, I think their plan is we are going to work with the Taliban.
Yes.
These are the people that overthrew the government. These are terrorists. They have links with terrorists. But there's no way we can get the Americans safely out of the country without their cooperation. There's no way that we're ever going to track down the guys who did the bombing without their cooperation. And so this administration thinks that they're going to work with the Taliban. They foolishly think they have leverage over the Taliban. They foolishly think the Taliban are going to work with us in good faith. And you know what this is going to turn into? This is going to turn into exactly the relationship that the United States had with Pakistan, when for decades we put our faith in, okay, we know the ISI talks to terrorists. We know the Pakistani military talks to terrorists. We know that. But we work with them and they help us. And here's what they do. They will do things to help you that help them. They will do things to help you that you have to pay an exorbitant price to help them. But what they will never do, is look out for you. Pakistan could have helped the United States stop this invasion. Instead, the president of Pakistan congratulated the Taliban,
yep,
on liberating the country of Afghanistan. And so we are going to make the exact same mistake again. We are going to do a deal with the devil. We are going to work with the Taliban. These idiots are going to convince themselves that this is to the benefit of U.S. interests, and we are going to be building the biggest terrorist enterprise since before 9/11. And folks realize that we don't know as much going on in Afghanistan as we did when Bill Clinton blindly lobbed cruise missiles at them. We have less capacity to deal with what's going on in Afghanistan today than we did on 9/11 20 years ago. We are in an incredibly strategic weak point, and they are looking for any life raft to grab onto, and they're grabbing on the wrong one, my brother.
Let's talk about concrete realities of the last 2 weeks. It is every single hour we are getting more and more information that is pointing towards the following scenario, Jim, and I'd like you to react to it. And I know that, in times of peace, the ambassador in country is the personal representative of the president. Everybody reports to him, even the defense attaché and the chief of station for the CIA. But we are hearing right now that it was Blinken's State Department, Jim, that convinced the White House that we don't need that 32-acre strategic airbase in Bagram that can hold 21 C-17s with two airports outside the center of the town in a safe, defendable area, and that we're just going to do it all out of Hamid Karzai Airport. Have you heard anything to this nature? And just talk to us about what it means to lose the only strategic airbase in the whole theater, Jim.
Well, here's why I believe that could be true. This is probably the worst planned military operation in the history of military operations. There's nothing in this plan that makes any sense. You know this, you've worked with military people for years. When you do a plan, you do a couple of things. One is, no plan survives contact with the enemy.
Yep.
So you really plan for contingencies. Two, you plan operations. So as the operation goes on, you increase your opportunities and options, and you take those away from the enemy. And the other thing you do is, the enemy gets a vote, and the enemy never votes in your favor. So you never plan for success. You always plan for things going wrong. This operation was the complete opposite. There was no contingency planning. The presumption was the bad guys were going to help us. So we narrowed our options as things unfolded. We didn't expand them. So nothing in here that looks like an operation that was actually planned by anybody that graduated the officer candidate school.
And if a general is told that this is the decision, isn't it his duty to say, no, Mr. President, that's wrong, or to resign, Jim?
Well, look, we have one of two scenarios here. Either because this was such an appallingly poorly planned operation, either the president's advisors are completely incompetent, or they gave him advice and he ignored it. Unfortunately, I suspect it's actually a combination of both.
Truly frightening. Wherever the actual decision occurred at the end of the day, it is clear in military tradition, the commander bears all responsibility. And right now, whether you like it or not, the commander-in-chief is a man who says the Taliban are the people we're going to work with, individuals who have sworn themselves to destroy Americans simply because we're Americans. We're talking to Jim Carafano. Follow him at JJ Carafano. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back after these messages. If you want to hear what President Trump had to say on this radio show 2 days ago, you've got to go to our Rumble channel. It is the First Amendment alternative to the censorious fascistic YouTube. Go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Back with Jim in a moment. Is there really anything better than charcoal grilled steak? I don't think so. I'm an American now, and I'm also a meatitarian. But how do you guarantee you're getting the very, very best? You know, you've tried it, you cooked something, you got it from the grocery, the mystery meat aisle, and it was chewy, it was bad, it was gristly. Don't be that person. The star of every meal, you guessed it, is the meat. Go with the guys I trust, GoodRanchers.com, that only sources and sells meat that is raised here in the United States. No antibiotics, no hormones, and the animals are pasture-raised. You can get an amazing deal right now if you use my name. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Gorka for $20 off, or better yet, subscribe. $20 off and free express shipping to meat that is the best, succulent, juicy, and no nasty surprises. Go today, GoodRanchers.com/GORKA. You won't regret it. GoodRanchers.com/Gorka.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms. This is about more than being a gun enthusiast. This is a very personal struggle for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. Check out the great U.S.-made products at Kahr.com. That's K-A-H-R.com. That's K-A-H-R.com. And our special guest for this Second Amendment Friday is an individual Well, you know, he's got me in trouble recently. His name is Tim Harmson. He is a YouTube content provider at a superb channel called the Military Arms Channel, where he reviews weapons. One review which led me to ask him, hey, where could I get one of those? And he found one, and my credit card is all the more injured for it. Tim Harmson, welcome to America First.
How are you doing, my friend?
I am really quite annoyed because I'm on vacation. And I bought that Hungarian SVD Dragunov. It's at my dealer, and he's just telling me, this gun is amazing. And I'm sitting 500 miles away, and I want to go and get it, Tim.
I know that feeling all too well. I really do.
All right, so I'm going to be rushing home this weekend. I'm going to Sunday, going to go over there, do the paperwork, and I'm going to maybe post some pictures of the weapon that this fine, fine man helped me to find. Thank you, Tim. Tim, that's the fun portion. Let's get serious. You are a former Marine. You're a great American patriot. I posted yesterday because I'm fed up with all these people saying, you know, the sacrifice of our soldiers. These weren't soldiers. These were 12 Marines and a corpsman who were killed yesterday. Let's just start with that. Your message to your fellow brothers, your fellow devil dogs today.
Well, I mean, there's a flurry of text messages going around and private messages. Everybody's been talking about it. It's absolutely unbelievable. And what I think is driving everyone nuts is the fact that this was completely avoidable.
Yes.
I could go into the mechanics of it, but, you know, pulling out the military and then trying to go and retrieve American citizens, that's just putting the cart before the horse. It was done completely backwards. It seems like just a completely arbitrary decision to just like, you know what, we're out of Afghanistan. Let's make it August 31st, and then we can celebrate September 1st. Really?
Let's stop here. This is massively important, because this seems to be the real reason behind this insanity, that they wanted to have that picture postcard moment that for the anniversary, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, Biden could say, I'm the guy who pulled out of Afghanistan. And that's really why those Marines and that corpsman had to die. Every day, I want us in the morning, in the evening, to pray for their souls and to pray for the strength of their families. Let's extrapolate. Let's go to 50,000 feet. You're a gun guy. You're a massive Second Amendment guy. I got famous before I went to the White House for saying something on Fox News after the Paris attacks, the suicide attacks. I said, you need to understand, America, that in this war, there is no front line like there was in World War I or World War II. There's no Verdun. There's no Maginot. There's no trenches. The front line begins when you leave your door in the morning. That's why the Second Amendment is more important than ever. Our border is open. There are people who will be infiltrating from Afghanistan, from ISIS. Can we put the events of the last 7 days into that context and to understand this is all the more reason to take the Second Amendment seriously, Tim?
Absolutely. You know, I wish more Americans would exercise their rights during the pandemic. You know, we have a gun store. We did see increased sales. That was pretty much globally. People understood the importance then. But it seems like, you know, when the pandemic's dying down, now people are selling their stuff off. They don't truly understand how important being able to defend yourself, your family, your friends and loved ones is. And you can't do that with a pointed stick. You know, I mean, I guess you could if you're really effective, but let's agree to one thing, that having a firearm is a great advantage to people, and it's a tremendous advantage to women and people that might not be physically fit or, you know, well-versed in martial arts. It's the great equalizer. And we need Americans out there supporting the Second Amendment, exercising their rights. And we know that more guns actually does equal less crime, to quote the title of a famous book by John Lott. So
yes.
It's absolutely true. Statistics support it. And people really need to get out there and exercise those rights and convince other people. Start a conversation with your friends and family and get them educated as to the importance of the Second Amendment. And that's just one of many ways we can hopefully improve our situation.
As the old saying goes, God made man, and Samuel Colt made them equal. Tim, fascinating. I haven't heard that. You are in there. You're in the industry. You're doing amazing gun content videos. You have your firearm shop as well. So you're seeing people who've bought weapons in the COVID crush, in the post-Trump crush, and now they want to start selling them. That's disturbing. That means they don't understand the Second Amendment. They don't understand why it's part of our Constitution. In the last minute we have with you, Tim, let's talk directly to those people, because we've got 3 million listeners, and maybe some of them are our listeners or viewers. What is your message to those who bought a gun, didn't shoot it, didn't practice, and now want to sell it?
Well, my advice would be to go get some training, learn how to use it, and then get involved in the community. I have never seen in my entire life a more friendly, welcoming community than the firearms community. And you know this from your own experience.
Yes.
You can go to a firing range anywhere in America, and you'll have people offering to help you if you're having trouble. You have people offering ammunition and magazines and, hey, you want to come over and shoot my gun and things like that, or, you know, free pointers. People, you know, the media has done a complete hit job on the Second Amendment community and the gun culture in the United States, because the gun owners in America, the vast, vast majority are good, hardworking Americans, and they're the type of people that would give you the shirt off their back to a complete stranger. They're not these evil people they keep painting us as. So, I would just hope that they would get out there and get more involved in the community. And I think they would then want to stay in the community.
It's a wonderful community. It's really a family. Become part of it. Don't just have that thing at home that's a loaded paperweight. Get training and exercise your civil rights, because the Second Amendment is a civil right. Follow this man, Mac_Arms on Twitter, but more importantly on YouTube, Military Arms Channel. Now go away, Tim, and review something that I have to go and buy. Will you do that for me?
I'll try to do that.
Preferably in 10mm. God bless you. Semper Fidelis. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First, coming to you from the WLTN Relief Factor Studios.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.